It's normally where high volumes of footfall, so like night economies and areas like that. So like, say for Maidstone, they've got the town centre there, so there's a lot of people come in onto Maidstone as well. So there's that sort of more reason for that higher drug sort of calculation around it. And then it goes for like Fannet and that. There are areas where there's a large footfall coming into one, comes into one area. There's certain key areas where there's a lot of more sort of people that are focused around drugs and alcohol due to maybe the nightlife, maybe a after school place where young people will gather. Adults might sort of click onto that where they can use it for drug dealing and things like that. So especially the ones highlighted in there, they are areas where groups of people will be gathering, so that encourages that sort of behaviour to happen. That age group between sort of 17 and early 20s is more likely to be the sort of stimulant and club-based drugs that are being used. So there will be more of a class B to a class A drug. Like amphetamine and cocaine, MDMA, they're the sort of drugs that age group will focus on, because it's generating more energy, and that's that feeling of stimulation they want out of their drug use. So I think that's the more what is being used. In areas where I never saw antisocial behaviour, you're seeing it now. It's so missed. So all those little projects that were out there doing outreach and schools work have just disappeared. So the early intervention work, the work's missing out that now. It needs a partnership approach. And I think this is what it's showing. Lots of partners are having to come together due to the cuts. So they've really got to work together now to sort of do this. Still a long way to go. We check out an area where maybe young people are using, or rough sleepers are sleeping for drug use. Then we go out to that area and then we start engaging with the people around that area of the issue is, and then bringing education and information into that area to help them either leave that area or get the support that's on offer. Out of a group of, say, 50, you might only have like 5 of them that are really causing the issue that's affecting the rest of them. So if we reconcentrate on that 5 are causing the trouble, then that sort of disperses all that issue. So that's the role we play within the community, working with young people around drugs.